Indeed. Yes, sir, and I'd like to go to the University of Krakow.
You would you?
Yes, sir, I would. Ivor stabbed at an orange peel on the walk as though it were his greatest enemy.
Well, there's the new building of the university,
said Grandfather. And while Ivor looked longingly at the new building set behind its iron fence, Grandfather thought over a little sum of money he had been hoarding in the bank and which was slowly growing. With it, he was intending to help either Lowther or Ivor to go to the university. It is true that Lowther was the older, but Ivor was the more energetic and ambitious. Often he had tried to settle in his mind which boy it should be, but the question was still unsettled. So, laughing and chatting, the three walked along. Twice every day, Grandfather and his rake made a complete circuit of the plenty. At the going down of the sun, he usually sat quietly for a while on a bench near the one old gate that remains, to smoke his pipe and think about his bank account before he went home. On this particular morning, the happy old man, with a grandchild at each elbow, turned off the planty into Anna Street and hastened up the block to the old university library. They looked into the beautiful cloister, in the midst of which stood a statue of Copernicus. This great astronomer, born in the 15th century, was the son of a Krakow merchant. It was Copernicus that first taught the world that the earth revolves around the sun. Here, greatly to Grandfather's pride, Ivor was able to read some of the Latin words upon the bronze tablet that told how Copernicus was the most famous student who had ever graduated from the university.